You're listening to SBS News.
The Himalayan Kingdom of Bhutan is marketed as one of the happiest countries in the world. Happiness even drives its government policy. But for many of the people that gathered in a Melbourne hall on Wednesday, the country had pushed them away. Raj Kumar Ray is a former Bhutanese refugee.
I think we live in Bhutan 1992, so we spent 18 years in a refugee camp, and I came here around 2008. And yeah, so before I think like I don't prefer become an Australian, but now slowly I know Australia is a very good country, so I prefer to be a Australian.
Raj Kumar Ray and 14 fellow Bhutanese refugees have become Australian citizens. This was Budi Maji's reaction.
I'm really proud, yeah. After a long time, you know, we stay in Bhutan and we spent 22 years in refugee camp, so it is very hard to get citizenship.
Close to 100,000 people from a Nepalese-speaking minority were forced out of Bhutan in the early 90s. Amnesty International's Dr. Graham Tom says there are still close to 10,000 Bhutanese people stuck in refugee camps, and Bhutan is refusing to take them back.
This was one-sixth of the entire population was forced out. And, you know, this makes Bhutan actually one of the per capita highest refugee-producing countries in the world. You know, we talk about Syria, we talk about Afghanistan, we talk about Somalia, but the reality is Bhutan has forced out per capita more people than those countries.
Despite what their country put them through, the citizenship ceremony for these refugees was held to coincide with their former kingdom's National Day. Refugee advocate Pasu Sharma Lutel says the deliberate choice of day makes the ceremony more meaningful.
We become Australian citizen, but what remains is that when you become a citizen of a new country, you never forget your past, your origin, no matter what. The land Bhutan and the country Bhutan and the soil of Bhutan has nothing to do with the movement. It is, the National Day is for the land of Bhutan, the soil of Bhutan, and is our birthplace. That connection is more important than anything else.
And while that movement still won't let them return to their homeland, they can at least now call Australia home. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.